What did the tape show you, Kellen?
Thought we did a pretty good job on offense. Obviously, defense did a really good job, but just helping everybody kind of took their turn of making a mistake on offense, with kind of made us a little bit inconsistent and couldn't really finish drives. So it's going to be something that we need to focus on going in this week.
How do you feel? How would you assess your play through the first half of the year?
Thought I did pretty good this first half of the year. Still got a lot to work on. Obviously, going to install new stuff each and every week, so kind of just need to focus on that and take it 1 week at a time. But definitely not satisfied with my play, but I like where I'm at right now.
You said everybody had mistakes in that game. What do you feel were your worst mistakes in that game?
Just missing easy throws, missed an out route to Kendrick, threw it high, missed a swing route to Travion. That could have went for a big game. So just small details that, you know, if we hit those, you know, it could be a lot different game.
Speaking of big gains, I know touchdown Sternberger ended up being a chunk play, if you call it, and the screen pass to Travion. But as far as throwing it down the field, pushing the ball down the field, do you feel like you can do that more?
Yeah, and we just knew their defense was going to throw a lot at us, different coverages. So we got a lot of zone coverages with them. So just finding different holes, and I thought we did that pretty effectively. But definitely going to need to get better for this week.
So it's a week-to-week thing, kind of dictating on what they're doing to you.
Yeah.
How often is a Sternberger your first read?
It kind of depends on the play call, but usually a lot of them starting inside out. And since, you know, he's at tight end, a lot of them starting with him. But definitely a big target for us, and definitely a really good target for us.
Do you feel like you're developing a good rapport with him as the season goes on and can kind of get a feel where he's going to be at a certain place?
Yeah, definitely. And just a lot of them on option routes, and him doing a really good job of feeling the defender next to him and getting open. So really big for him.
How much do you need Travion in the passing game as well?
I think it's big for us, having a versatile running back. I'm not sure how many catches he had this week, but definitely did a really good job in the passing game. So definitely a big thing for us.
What do you feel like you're at confidence-wise moving in? I mean, are you at where you were at the beginning of the year?
I feel like a lot more confident. Definitely feel like I'm playing better and keep getting better each and every week. Still got to tweak some minor details in my play, but I feel real confident where I'm at.
I think you had almost half your targets were Jace or one of the running backs. I mean, was that by design, or is that just kind of how things kind of shook out?
Just kind of the way we were calling plays. A lot of the stuff with Travion, whether he was at a receiver, stuff coming out of the backfield. So just the way coach was calling the plays allowed them to get a lot of the targets.
You think we can see a lot more two back as the season goes along?
Definitely. I think Jayshon is doing a really good job. He might have had, I think, one mistake on blocking out on an outside linebacker, but definitely like where he's at right now, and he's only going to get better.
If you're going to run that, how important is it? Because a lot of times you're taking that extra blocker off the field.
Yeah, it's definitely a big thing, but having Travion and Jayshon back there, being able to mix them up, one blocking and then vice versa, is kind of a big thing. So definitely looking forward to getting them both in the backfield.
Kellen, do y'all necessarily have to take the tight end out when you play two backs?
We usually do, but I mean, Jace can always, I feel confident with him being our receiver and flexed out. So really either way, I feel confident in what we do.
And how confident do you feel that going forward this last half of the season is not going to turn out like past seasons with A&M?
I just think there's a different culture here, and I feel like everybody's, you know, we're taking this 1 week at a time and making sure we're staying focused. So as of right now, I don't think that would happen.
Do you feel like y'all played well last November, you know, got a win at Ole Miss? Do you feel like that experience is going to help y'all move forward, the fact that y'all played well at the end of last year?
Yeah, and definitely. And I think Coach Fisher does a really good job at preparing us and making sure we're preparing well and staying focused throughout the week. So I feel real confident where we're at right now and where we could be.
South Carolina's done a really good job of adjusting in the second half, the last couple of games, I guess, offensively. How important is it, especially on the road, to go score early?
I think it's going to be really important in making sure we're scoring touchdowns and being more consistent in the red zone. We always feel confident when we drive, but we got to be more consistent and scoring points in the red zone.
Speaking of that, in overtime, you only needed a field goal to win it, but how nice was it to run it three straight times and then punch it in the end zone and kind of run it down their throat?
Yeah, it was a really good feeling. You know, we got in one of our big packages with two tight ends in there, and the offensive line did a really good job and scored in three plays, and Travion did a really good job breaking a tackle and then hurling a player. So, I mean, it's always a big thing and gives Trey and the offensive line a lot of confidence when that happens.
Got time for a couple more? Has there been a time when y'all have gone good on good in practice that OT or Tyrell's cracked you up?
Crack you up meaning?
Like made a joke or made you just laugh before the snap or anything like that?
Nah, I would probably say we're pretty focused during practice, or even if they try, I guess I'm pretty locked in and staying focused. But I mean, it's definitely a good thing being able to go against them during practice.
You think that that kind of lighthearted nature kind of breeds good chemistry between them and kind of makes them looser?
Yeah, definitely. And they're definitely funny guys off the field, but I definitely know they're locked in when they're on the field.
Do you feel like the attention, you said, you know, Coach Fisher's doing a good job of keeping you focused. Do you feel like that, and during the week, do you feel like that kind of lacked at times throughout last year?
Yeah, definitely. And I would probably say everybody would say that this year, you know, there's a different mindset when we get on the field, and, you know, everybody is, you know, trying to be perfect. As Coach always says, you know, you want to be perfect. And that's why I feel like a lot of the times the game is really easy for us just because the way we practice. So that's kind of the thing we try to focus on during the week, have super hard practices so the game can be easy.